there was a need for them at one point. And their argument now has consistently been that they're saving money. And this is questionable, as the Department of Justice Inspector General pointed out. But what's important is that, to look at how they're saving money. So the main way that they save money is through staffing costs. The prison that I worked at, guards were paid $9 an hour. This was $3.50 less than the starting pay of guards at state-run facilities. Medical costs, the company at the prison I worked, if they sent a prisoner out for medical care, they had to bear that cost. So there's, a lot of resistance to sending prisoners out to the hospital. They had less mental health staff. There were days that I came into work where there were 24 guards for 1,500 prisoners. This is far below what their contract requires. And this problem has been found throughout CCA's state and federal prisons. The Inspector General has made reports on their audits showing that in one prison where there were riots, the riot was caused by understaffing and poor medical care.